The prison abuse hearing for Army Private First Class Lindy England is in its fourth and final day at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Yesterday, the court heard contradictory testimony from several military intelligence officers who worked at Abu Ghraib prison. NPR's Ari Shapiro was at the hearing and has this report.
One of the defense team's main objectives has been to show that Army Private Lindy England's conduct was part of a pattern. England's lawyers want to portray Abu Ghraib as a chaotic place where no one was sure who was in charge and an anything-goes policy prevailed. Yesterday's testimony may have helped their case. Early in the day, Captain Brent Fitch, who handled interrogation issues at the prison, portrayed Abu Ghraib as an organized place where things went according to protocol. He described an orderly interrogation site with one-way mirrors that allowed Fitch and other observers to ensure that every interrogation adhered to the Geneva Conventions. But according to later witnesses, not every interrogation took place at that orderly site. Specialist Israel Rivera, who worked as an intelligence analyst at the prison, said he knew of interrogations that took place in prisoners' cells, staircases, and shower stalls. Rivera went on to testify that military police brought an Iraqi man named Ali into the prison and set up an alcohol and prostitution service. These two images clashed repeatedly throughout the day. The government questioned witnesses about an orderly prison where deviations from policy were quickly punished. But questions from the defense team made the same place sound like a hellish free-for-all. Fitch helped the government by testifying that the only naked detainees he ever saw was a man whose uniform was being washed. But then Army Specialist Hannah Schlegel testified that in one of the tiers where the abuse took place, all of the detainees were kept naked for a month because the Army didn't have enough orange jumpsuits for all of the prisoners. As the day progressed, witnesses gave the stories behind some of the sexual abuse scenes that have been immortalized in graphic photos. These descriptions implicated military intelligence officers in addition to military police. Outside of the hearing room after the day's testimony, defense lawyer Richard Hernandez accused the government of having tunnel vision in its prosecution of these abuses.
What we heard today painted a clear picture of sexual abuses by others that went unpunished, inadequate training, and a blatant disregard for any investigation of anything that was done. None of these men is facing any court-martial or any punishment. Private Lindy England is facing that punishment.
The day's last testimony came from specialist Helga Margot Aldabe Moreno. She was a medic who was called into Tier 1A of Abu Ghraib late one night for a detainee who was having trouble breathing. She entered the site and saw a group of soldiers standing around a pyramid of naked detainees. Specialist Aldabe Moreno went to her patient's cell and found that he couldn't breathe because he was having a panic attack. Once the patient regained his breath, Aldabe Moreno returned to duty without questioning the soldiers surrounding the pyramid and without saying anything to her superiors. When asked why she didn't report the abuse, Aldabe Moreno said, "I thought somebody was in charge." Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Fayetteville, North Carolina.